Welcome back to Undivided, where we dive deep into topics surrounding diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm your host, Dania Atkinson, and today we have an incredible episode for you. We're going to explore a crucial but often overlooked aspect of DEI, menopause and its impact on people in the workplace and beyond. We know that DEI isn't just about gender, race, or disability. It's also about recognizing and supporting individuals throughout all stages of life. Menopause, a very natural part of aging for women, can also have a very significant effect on their physical, mental, and emotional well-being. But it's still a topic that is largely absent from many conversations in corporate settings and in society itself. And this often leads to a lack of understanding and support. So, today we're joined by two very remarkable guests who are leading the charge to change this narrative. They are the founders of the Women's Circle, an organization dedicated to educating corporations, women, and their partners alike on the impact of menopause in society and how we can all be more inclusive and supportive of those going through it. Please welcome Dr. Adrian Cran and Dr. Joelle Zingraff-Gofrat. Let's get started. Thank you so much for taking the time today to be on the Undivided podcast. And I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about the Women's Circle, you know, how you came about with it, and also a little bit about your background. That would be super helpful.
Yes, so I can start about myself. I'm Joelle, 49, Swiss woman working in the dietary supplement industry and focusing right now on menopause. I have three kids, and I think that's it.
Yeah, my name is Adrian. I'm 55 now, and I have been working in the health industry for, say, about 25 years in various functions. And with Joelle, we started the Women's Circle about now 18 months ago. Yeah, we are really on a journey now. And thank you very much for the invitation.
Of course. It sounds like it's been already such a big ride over the last 18 months. All I can hear about it popping up on LinkedIn in terms of how you would want to elevate the conversation about the topics of menopause and how that fits into corporate culture. How did you even start about with, you know, this idea of raising this level of exposure?
Yes, the starting idea was woman health. We thought there is a big potential to do it better, to support women being healthy and having a healthy life. And rather quickly asking friends in our groups, we realized that the topic of menopause was interesting. It was an opportunity to help women, if it's the mission we have, because it's still a taboo in our society, but also there is a huge lack of information and solutions. It was really the starting point, realizing there is a high, big potential to do it better in our society, at least in Switzerland and the other European countries.
Yes, and on my side, what I experienced like 25 years of working or 30 years of working, I always supported women to get to the board, for example, or leadership roles, but sometimes it was difficult. And then when we talked about what could be the glass ceiling, and there were always glass ceiling about menopause, so what we realized, and we were digging into it and trying to understand what is really happening. And we also looked at the UK is about probably 5-6 years ahead. And then we found out that menopause at work is a big issue in terms that women do not raise because of the symptoms they have and do not get support. And the other thing is it's just totally taboo. So you don't talk about it. So women just leave the company when it is really getting very serious, or they try to get through it, but they are not really fully productive. And that's what I say, okay, I really would like to support them because we need more women in leadership roles and in general in management roles.
Got it. And when you pull on that thread in terms of the discussions that we are having with these women, what was the common theme? You know, what kind of experiences were they having that was hindering them moving up in into leadership positions or just being productive at work?
I think the two sides, first of all, when you go to companies and start talking about that, for example, let's say to the HR department or C-level people, the first reaction is kind of, oh, I didn't know. That's quite interesting. Yeah, we should do something. And then the second step is kind of quite often is, well, wait a minute. That seems to be difficult. Can we really talk about it? Because there were the issue when the women were 30, because they can get pregnant, so we don't elevate them. And now they are, say, 45 or 50, and now we have the menopause issues, so we discriminate the women again. So we rather don't talk about it. So that's sometimes happening. And the most important issue there, I think, is just the lack of information just everywhere. So there are studies out there that say 90% of women do not understand menopause. I want to talk about men. They don't have a clue about it. But it also goes on to GPs and so on. They also have a very small educational part there. So in general, the knowledge about menopause is really, really small. And now when you talk about women directly in corporates, what they say, the knowledge are, oh, I don't know. I don't want to speak up because I get discriminated. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they always come back then to us and then get the information and so on. Then we support them directly. So in corporate world, it's still a taboo subject here in Switzerland or like in the German speaking part. I would say it's becoming better, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Fair enough. You know, in Asia, I wonder if people are even speaking about it or if it's even coming to mind.
Yeah, I think all around the world, we have something to do. But when you just look at the figures are really amazing. Right now, we have 1 billion women who are in menopause. So, and you can always say like 75 to 80% really have symptoms, but they have difficulties to work with the symptoms and so on in corporations. So that's a big issue. And when you look at the companies and you look at the studies who are out there and they're coming more and more, so we can say that up to 15% of women stop working. Another 30% that try to reduce their work hours or they leave the company to find a better place. So we can say about 50% almost of the women in menopause are somehow moving and companies lose this women. So it's very much an economical point of view, which you should have a look at it. And then the other thing is we always talk about skilled workforce shortage and society gets older and older, at least in Europe and the States. And the fastest growing group of employees are women 45 plus. So when you take that all together, it is just from an economic point of view, it totally makes sense as a CEO to look into that working group of women 45 plus and support them to keep them in business, to be productive and have a competitive advantage against all your competitors. So just looking at on an economical point of view, it totally makes sense.
Perhaps I can add something. Is what we know is that the generation before mine, let's say the woman being today 80 or older, they were mainly invisible on the job market. They were working, but not 80%, 100% like we do, much less, at least in Europe. It means the impact of menopause symptoms at work was just not visible before. That's why it's new. And that's why we are only now starting really speaking about that. And there is a second point I think we have to mention is that we women, we are living up to 80, 85 years old. It means we are living 40% of our lives, having the menopause being effective. So it's a lot. It's a long time.
Wow.
It means we cannot just say it's not interesting to consider that phase in our lives. It's in percentage a long time.
Fair enough. That makes sense. And thank you so much for those numbers. Those are quite startling numbers, to be honest. I did not realize that at all. And Moving on, I'd love to hear a little bit more about really what are the core sort of offerings the Women's Circle can provide and how has it impacted corporations, the individual, socially? It would be super helpful to understand.
Yeah, maybe I explain our B2B model and Shora talks about the B2C model then. Maybe I start with the B2B model. What B2B model means, we go directly into corporations, companies, and the idea is there to support women in menopause and also obviously the companies themselves. And we normally start with awareness sessions. So the awareness session is about explain what menopause is, also what andropause is, like the similarities with men, and how this affects at work. And the second step is also what can the company do to support these women that they stay in the company at work and so on. So that's the awareness session we normally start. And thereafter, the idea is then always to have to really implement that, what we're talking about. So we start projects in terms of we educate, for example, a person being as a menopause champion. We create menopause policies. We help them to look at the infrastructure, where can we help? We have management, education. I always give the example. For example, we have a young male manager, like 35. He's really career-oriented, and he has to manage a team with women who are 45 and they have hot flushes, and he doesn't understand anything about it. So he reacts in a totally wrong way. So this kind of thing is what we do. And at the end of the day, we always look at the numbers. So the idea would be to look at the numbers with the controller, the CFO. What does it really bring at the end of the day? This can be that you keep the women and you do not have to replace them. So you save quite a lot of money there, or you can increase the productivity and so on and so on. So that's our B2B model.
Yes, about B2C, we have about more than 12 people working with us. And it means we have menopause coach, nutrition coach. It means when there are specific needs, a woman is stuck with symptoms and needs a specific health for herself, we can also provide solutions.
Yeah, maybe to elaborate that, we have like 5 pillars there. So the first is like information, because we found out that information is scarce and nobody knows enough about menopause. So we said, okay, we have to get the latest information, put them together, make them available through newsletter, blogs, LinkedIn, and so on, that people can get educated by that. Then the second part is then always about diagnostic tests. So we are looking into how do you find out that you are in menopause or perimenopause and so on. Then the third part is about courses and like online courses. For example, we start a cooperation with a UK company where we provide online courses about menopause and so on. Then the fourth pillar is product. Originally, we came from the dietary supplement area. So we have been developing products for the last probably 12 years or so. So we developed very specific menopause products, and we want to extend it step by step. And the last point, the fifth pillar is like services. So when women come to us and they want to have like an HRT treatment and so on, and they're looking for a doctor, we get the connections to the doctor so that they can have like a the right medical treatment.
Mm. Thank you. It would be great to understand also when you talk about the B2C model or affecting the individual at hand, has there been any specific unique needs while you're speaking to these folks, or has it been a very general theme of menopause symptoms and things like that?
I would say the first point is just really information, because in women, they don't have a clue about it. And quite often we get the request, I need more information. I would like to understand. And the other part is also what we try to do is also include the husbands or the partner. And what happens, and also quite often, going back to the awareness session as an example, men then come to me and then say, hey, now I understand what's going on and throw. So
that's so interesting.
So I think that's very important to include the man, because when the man, the husband, really understands what's going on, then he knows how to react. Or we tell them how he should react and what he can do. And that helps quite a bit. There are also some statistics from the UK that the divorce rate is exactly in that range. The plausibility, if it is really because of menopause, I mean, there are a lot of things going on at that age, but it seems like that it also has quite an impact, because at that age, women start being moody, for example, and this kind of things. And the man is probably maybe a midlife crisis, and then it's quite easy to get a clash then. So, and therefore, it's really important to understand what's going on. But I think that's the very first point. The second very important point is to understand that there are a lot of symptoms. The latest research from the UK says that about 48 symptoms are related to menopause. And when women go to GPs and on, they often get diagnosed the wrong way. So like depression, for example, they say, okay, you are depressed now, and you get an antidepressiva and so on. But instead, it was about menopause, so it's a hormone fluctuation. And that's a big issue. And there we support the women to really get the right information and guide them into the right direction.
So personally, I don't think I've educated myself enough about this subject, to be honest with you. So I definitely am going to go back and have a look at your website. But, you know, you mentioned about the different types of symptoms. Maybe, Joelle, could you give us some light into what kind of symptoms people should be looking out for? And partners should be looking out for too.
Yeah, for sure. So there is a British Menopause Society, very active in UK, and they made a list of 48 symptoms, which is crazy. And when you see that list, you think, so it's not be fun to go through menopause. The good news is that not every woman is experiencing every symptoms. Otherwise, it would be just a nightmare. But there are a lot of symptoms, and this is also something often what we want to communicate is that the hot flashes are well known. We know 75% are experiencing hot flashes, but it's not only about hot flashes. That's very often the message we want to keep. There are other symptoms less known, and very often the health system, the doctors, they just don't know about that. And very often the woman, they lose time, months, even years until the right diagnostic is done. Sleep issue is also a big topic. About 60% of women experiencing sleep problems due to menopause, due to the lack of progesterone, not only because of the night sweats. Mood swings, it's also part of the program. About 50% of women are experiencing mood swings. It's a bit like PMS, huh? But not just only a few days a month, but continuously coming and affecting a woman's life. Yeah, and about less known symptoms, there are joint aches, for instance. I can mention the famous brain fog, which is also a reality for many, many women, I think. And this has an impact for women at work. If you cannot concentrate correctly, it's not easy. It's also kind of symptoms that women are afraid of having those brain fogs, because the thing is already dementia coming. It's already something, or it's something really bad coming. I'm not 50. I'm already forgetting everything, all names and my appointments, and I have the feeling I don't have the control of my life. It's not easy, and it's important to be aware that it may be the menopause. Sometimes just to know, have an explanation about that symptoms helps.
Yes, I think the most important point is start talking about menopause. Talk to your partner, and maybe have a task together that you say, okay, let's talk about it, and let's try to get information to both of us as a couple and find out what is it and what kind of issues are they, and do we have, or does the woman have any issues and so on. And the same applies for me in the corporate. So if, as a woman, you could go, probably go to the HR department and ask, probably they have a mental health support program or anything like that. And then ask, how about menopause? Are there any support? And start talking about it, another thing. And if the company doesn't want to talk about it, then try to get them some information. For example, you can show them our platform. We have a corporate section to show that it's worth to do something and so on. And I think that's the most important message. We have to talk about it. Talk, and openly, and to really understand each other.
That's a good summary, Adrian. I was actually going to ask the question about what kind of advice you would give for someone who might be going through this or this major life transition. And I think you've set that up really well. And Joelle, any points that you might have to add on to this?
Speak about it, get informed, and get help. Sometimes I say if you don't have the right GP, the right gynecologist ready to help you, to hear you, then change. I know it's not always easy to find a good one, and depending where you live. It's all about individual solutions. So menopause, there are no two same menopause. Every woman is experiencing another journey and other symptoms. And there are solutions working for some women, not working for others. So really, like, just get the right help.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just to add just another point. Talk to your mother as a woman. Mm-hmm. Talk to your sisters. The reason for that is there is research going on, and which shows there is a possibility that you have similar symptoms, or that it's at the same age like your mother. It doesn't really have to be, but it seems like that there is something about it. So I think it makes sense to really get prepared, and that you especially talk to your mother.
Amazing. Thank you so much for all of this advice. I like to usually end off this episode with something called your defining moment. And what your defining moment is basically any sort of pivotal point in either of your lives in a minute or less, which has led you to this point of exercising your mission and your purpose in helping women with menopause, for example. The floor is yours. Please take it away. Would you like to start, Adrian?
Yep. My key defining moment probably was I heard from a woman, she was in the board, C-level, and she had brain fog. And the reaction of the company was, we can't need her anymore because she's not up to the task, and she lost the job, so they kicked her out.
Wow.
And the woman herself, she thought she has dementia, and she didn't know, so it was a menopause symptom. Everybody just has a little bit more information and understanding of what's going on, this wouldn't have happened because it was so solvable.
Thank you so much for that. That was actually must have been quite a pivotal moment for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Joelle?
It was, I think, about for 2 years when we decided to start the project, and I realized I had a long experience in different industry, also in main dominated industries, like automotive industry, packaging. And I said, as a woman, mother, I was always trying to manage everything, family and job, because I'm passionate about what I do. I think, trying to open the path to more discussions, more dialogue about menopause, for me, it's like a mission. And also, I think, being 50, it should be for a woman really like a chance to say, okay, I will have to work like 15 years more. And it should be definitely an opportunity to realize a dream or something you want.
And I'm sure that the next years are going to be absolutely amazing for you. So thank you both so much for your insights, your perspectives, and for having such a mission-focused organization that can help to elevate the conversation about menopause in the D&I space too. So thank you so much for all of this. So lastly, where can we find you if anyone wants to get in touch with you? How can we contact you?
Well, certainly our webpage, the womencircle.ch. The webpage is in German, French, and English. Then obviously you can find myself on LinkedIn. My name is Adrian Krohn, K-R-H-N. So we have a lot of posts there about especially menopause at work. We also have a corporate page there on LinkedIn. We also are on Instagram. We have a German and a French part. And then obviously Joel, the most important person in our company, is also on LinkedIn. So this is Joel Zingrau. Anything to add, okay. Joel?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
And feel free just to ask to contact us. We are open. We are always happy to exchange, to get feedbacks, to ideas. So really feel free to contact us.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank you both for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of this important conversation. If you found value in today's episode about menopause and how it affects the corporate world, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with friends and colleagues. The Undivided Podcast is available on all major streaming platforms, and I'm really excited for you to amplify these voices, create more inclusive spaces, and drive real change. Your support means the world to me, and let's keep the momentum going, because diversity, equity, and inclusion matters. Until next time, stay engaged, stay inspired, and let's continue to make a difference.